Well, Mr. Gill, first of all, welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you very much.
This is your first visit here, as I understand it.
Indeed, it's the first visit to Buffalo. It's not my first visit to the United States. I have been here very often. I studied in the late 90s at Philadelphia, the UPenn Law School. I'm married to an American, but I have never been to this region here.
Buffalo does have an official sister city in Dortmund, and which some people know that, some don't. And Germany and German people played a major influence in the shaping of Buffalo in the turn of the 19th to the 20th centuries with immigration. Whole neighborhoods were German. In your conversations so far, are you seeing where some of that German heritage remains influential here in Buffalo and the nearby region?
Indeed, that's what I'm looking at as well. I visited Rochester yesterday. Today I'm here in Buffalo. And I try to look closer at the cities, at their potentials, at their challenges, and also at their heritage, and their German heritage. And I saw something of this in Rochester, and I will visit sites as well here in Buffalo. And maybe we can build new ties between Germany and America as well.
What would you say is the biggest challenge?
I'm not an expert about Buffalo and Rochester, but what I learned in my visit here is there's a big change in industry happened in the last decades. And that's something we experienced in Germany too. And to find new jobs, to find new business models, to create a society in a way from another approach. That's a challenge. And I was told that Buffalo is pretty successful in the last years in this field.
Germany is a very wealthy nation, among the wealthiest within the European Union, and an economy that is still critical, not just to Europe, but to the global economy. Mm-hmm. Now the United States seems to be shying away from some of the global deals that had struck. Are there opportunities here for Germany to move in and grow its economy through global partnerships that the U.S. seemed to be interested in backing away from?
I'm very sure that this is a chance also for the German economy. And if the American economy looks at the globalization, it's a chance to go abroad to foster international trade. I know that quite a number of German companies came to this region, but in general to the United States to manufacture here, not only sailing. Actually, the biggest car exporter from the United States is BMW. And also smaller companies look at the American market, not only the U.S. market, but also the Canadian market. And they see the potential, which is in this region, to manufacture, also to do business.
I've read that many German companies are taking an interest in Mexico as well.
Sure. As long as NAFTA functions, it's really appealing. And the whole American market is interesting for German business, not only for the big ones. We have a lot of middle-sized, family-run companies, hidden champions with very innovative products, and they are looking also for the market here.
Politically, it's been, shall we say, an interesting year here in the United States. One where the Chancellor Merkel and President Trump have not necessarily seen things eye to eye. What are everyday German people thinking of the United States in light of our change in the past year in leadership?
Well, the Germans are looking very interested to the United States. What's going on here? It's a new experience. Indeed, we had and have always strong ties between the German government and the American government. Now we have to maybe reinvent ties because also very bunch of new politicians and members of the administrations came into power who didn't have these ties to Europe. The transatlantic ties, from my perspective, are very important and more important maybe than the had been ever in times of uncertainty in the whole world. And that's why we are relying on these ties, and we try to shape a strong relationship as we were used to for decades now.
You grew up in the eastern portion of Germany under the old communist bloc. You were near the Czech and Polish borders. Just tell me your own personal experience, just the overwhelming change that you witnessed in your lifetime and Germany becoming one again. What were communist states enjoying freedom and democracy now? Just on a personal level, tell me about your experience seeing all that happen around you.
So where I should I start? It's a long story, actually. And if you would have told me 30 years ago that one day I will be a German consul general in New York, I wouldn't have believed you. It was a life behind the Iron Curtain. It was a life where people loved each other, had families, were happy, but also suppressed, and suppressed in a heavy way. I grew up in the east of Saxony in a Protestant minister's family, what was also decisive for my career, because religion and communism didn't fit together. So the communist regime wouldn't even allow me to attend a high school. I would have become a Protestant minister, which wouldn't have been too bad either, but it was clear it was a part of society. Religion was a part of society which was excluded from public life.
In Poland, religion was looked upon by the Solidarity Movement as something to not only keep spirits up, but in some of the tales I've read, even some secret communication amongst themselves. These brooches of the Virgin Mary, for example, were code in some cases. Did religion serve as kind of a subversive morale maintainer, or even kind of an underground secret language among those within East Germany as well?
This played a role, as well as religion, or the churches were the only place in the society where you experienced a kind of freedom and open discussions. And that's why the churches played such a decisive role in the peaceful revolution in the late 80s, because people had experienced what it means to discuss freely. And so there were many ministers, many religious people were the leaders of the peaceful revolution for this reason.
David Gild, Consul General for Germany, Federal Republic of Germany, based in New York. Thank you very much and welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you.